Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today on This Week Health.
When our provider walks through the door, to get them to that threshold is just a ton of technology, really fascinating complexities that technology is solving at scale. And I think having that mindset that it's not all healthcare, and that's okay. There's pieces that we want to look outwards and look at best practices, then letting the healthcare piece kick in and being okay with that, I think has driven a lot of our success.
Welcome to Town Hall, a show hosted by leaders on the front lines with interviews of people making things happen in healthcare with technology. My name is Bill Russell, the creator of This Week Health, a set of channels dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. For 5 years, we've been making podcasts that amplify great thinking to propel healthcare forward. We want to thank our show partners, Meditech and Transcarent, for investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Now, on to our show. All right, today we are joined by Josh Builder, CTO for Signify Health. Josh, welcome to the show.
Bill, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the conversation. Signify Health, powering value-based care. We've been talking about value-based care. We've been doing this podcast for about 5 years. We've been talking about it 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of challenges in really making value-based care work, and some of those are technology-related. Some of them are people-related. Signify seems to have identified ways to really make this work. Tell us a little bit about Signify to start us off.
Yeah, sure. And you know, you've been talking about it on this podcast for 5 years, and I believe people have been talking about it for longer than you've had a podcast.
Right.
And I certainly haven't been in healthcare that long, but they've been talking about it for a lot longer than that. So Signify has taken a really new and interesting approach to it, and that is not coming at it purely from a value-based care approach, but bringing together a number of capabilities. Some are right down the center with value-based care, which we can talk about, and some at the start and the outset, a lot of what we do in the homes, are not necessarily on the surface value-based care driven, but actually when assembled together under one roof, create quite a powerful set of capabilities that can drive value-based care forward.
Well, since you're the CTO, we're gonna focus in on some of the things that, you know, one of the things that Signify highlights is connecting fragmented systems. And this has always been one of the biggest challenges in value-based care, because it's not only delivered by one entity, it has to flow across multiple entities, typically in the delivery of care, especially complex conditions and those kinds of things. How do you take on the challenge of fragmented system? How does technology play a role in taking that on?
It's a great question, and one that was top of my mind when I joined Signify. And before I get into the tech piece of it, there's actually a huge organizational and cultural piece to it. My background is across a number of industries in technology, fitness, healthcare now. I was in the fashion, logistics industry, the music industry. I've seen technology at play under a number of different growth companies who have assembled technology to really go at solving complex problems. And what was super important to me when joining Signify, because healthcare is so fragmented, value-based care is so fragmented, as you point out, was that technology was front and center to the organizational and strategic principles of Signify Health. It wasn't just a cost center. It wasn't something we needed to do on the side. It wasn't in service of. It was right next to, right alongside everything else that we were doing. And I know that that sounds a little soft, but to me, it all starts from there. You have to look at technology as driving the solutions and not just a thing that comes in afterwards to clean up. And so that has enabled us to build really sophisticated technologies around interfaces, best in practice data technology stacks, logistics and supply chain technologies, and really looking at these as products that drive value, as opposed to coming in after the fact to try to retrofit it onto the way healthcare has worked or an existing pattern. And that has freed me up and the team to be able to build some really cool things and pull in best practices from across technology companies and put them at play in the value-based care space.
You came from other industries, and we have these conversations a lot. We've had some people who've come from other industries, some CIOs, CTOs who are actually with healthcare organizations today. And it's interesting to have the conversation around what did you bring over? Like what thoughts, what ideas, when you came into healthcare, did you look at and say, yeah, specifically, I can bring these kinds of things over because I think it will smooth out this experience that we're having in a certain area?
Yeah, a number of things. I'm trying to think about if one rises to the top, it is probably the concept of abstraction. And I'll unpack that a little bit. I think what I've seen in a lot of healthcare, not just healthcare, but certainly healthcare, is a lot of the technology and the solutions that are at play are embedded and built for a specific thing that, you know, had a set of rules and wanted to work a certain way. And it was automated and done, you know, done well and automated really well, but really a single-pointed solution, as opposed to taking these sort of abstracted concepts out and building them so that they can be reused by a number of different components of the business and enhanced and been made more flexible and put on infrastructure that supports it so that Signify, as I said, is a number of different components, use a lot of the same common frameworks and abstractions that drive technology, that drive the business forward by using technology. And I was surprised at how new that felt in healthcare, where there's a lot of point, hard-coded point solutions. I mean, I can go into more detail.
I don't want to geek out with you, but I remember when I came into healthcare and I started talking about service-oriented architecture, and people were looking at me like I had a third eye, and I'm like, okay, how do I make this simple? I mean, that was back in the day, but essentially what was happening is you end up with these systems that calcify over time. It's just exactly right. They're great at one point and they don't move as you go forward. Plus the data gets locked up in various systems, making it harder. One of the challenges that Signify decided to address was really care everywhere, care where people wanted to receive care. There's certain technology challenges along with that as well. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, perfectly related, which is there's a huge part of Signify, but there's massive part of delivering care where folks are at. And for your listeners, Signify meets folks in their homes across all 50 states at scale across America. There's huge aspects of the technology that drives that that have nothing to do with healthcare, that are supply chain, logistics, marketplace driven, supply and demand, algorithms and data science that are matching, that are just more like Uber-like models or these large sophisticated marketplaces that can match capacity with supply and with demand and really do that elegantly and do that to support a number of different types of interactions in the home. And so looking at technology, looking at the basis that you need to jump off from that as not a cost center, but frankly, a huge opportunity for revenue growth and delivering care and building out that infrastructure is ingrained in the ethos of Signify and really supports a ton of that work. And then you jump off of that big foundation to a lot of the clinical stuff we do when we're in the home. But when our provider walks through the door, to get them to that threshold when they start to give care is just a ton of technology, really fascinating complexities that technology is solving at scale. And I think having that mindset that it's not all healthcare, and that's okay. There's a really, really healthcare piece. And then there's pieces that we want to look outwards and look at best practices from an infrastructure standpoint, from a how we've solved the nearest neighbor problem, and really bringing that in and then letting the healthcare piece kick in and being okay with that, I think has driven a lot of our success.
All right. We're doing webinars a little different this year. As we have told you, got a lot of feedback from the community about what works, what doesn't work. We talked to our advisors, our CIO, CMIO advisors, and they said, hey, look, community-generated topics, great contributors, not product-focused. They want the questions ahead of time so that they can incorporate them into their answers. And they want a forum that is honest and open. And what we decided was once and done. If you're at the webinar, you get to hear the content. If not, it's not on demand. You don't get to download it later. We're going to do it on a consistent date and time. And our next one coming up is February 2nd. It is priorities for 2023. And this one is around academic medical centers. And we have some great leaders who are going to come in and discuss the priorities for 2023. We're going to continue to just bring great content, community-generated topics, and keep the discussion going. If you have feedback, love to hear it. And if there is any questions you have, go ahead and fill out the registration form, and you have a space there to give us your questions ahead of time. We want to make sure that we cover the topics that are of interest to you. Website, top right-hand corner, sign up today. Love to see you there. So you guys are looking at more than just the clinical side. You're looking at the social determinants side, the behavioral side, and those kinds of things. You're bringing that data together as well?
Yes, absolutely. And to your earlier question, that sort of speaks to the things that Signify has under one roof. So not only do we have all the logistics and that marketplace that I was talking about managing doctors out across America, but we also have the ability then to connect what happens after that. So not only do they come and give the care necessary, but what happens next? What happens after that? And how do we then build the care coordination aspects that continue to drive that forward and do that under a number of different payment schemes and do that to support fee-for-service where it makes sense, but try to move folks to value-based care where we can with all of those tools under our arsenal.
Are you guys doing anything with Internet of Things and those kinds of things in the home?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. We continue to watch it. That's for sure. We continue to watch it and we support it. We have investments in a number of companies. We've partnered and it's of huge interest to us. We have not gone all in ourselves on a single point solution for an IoT type device in the home, but rather we've decided to work to support it. And there's a number of reasons for that. One, it continues to evolve every day, every month. The advances there are huge. Two, it's still tough in a senior population to get in and get those devices to work the way that they're supposed to get them connected to the internet, to make sure they stay on, to remember the Wi-Fi, like just the real basics of having that stuff work in our population we service is just difficult.
I want to talk to you about data and analytics, and probably is two separate topics. First, I want to talk to you about data. You know, one of the biggest challenges in population health, in value-based care, has been getting the data that you need in order to gain the insights that you need, because a lot of that stuff is either in non-integrated systems, disparate systems, siloed systems, fill in the blank. And those all might be synonyms if I thought about it. But at the end of the day, it's hard to get that data. How have you been able to sort of get access to that data and make that available to garner the insights that are necessary to drive value-based care?
I didn't realize when I first started how rare of an opportunity Signify had. And now I've come to see it as really something special and something we don't squander. And I'll get to that. But first, I mean, we do all the basics that you would imagine, right? We're pulling in data from everywhere and everything that we can get. And we're cleaning it and storing it and making it available. So to me, it's like we're right on par with getting all the cleaned and readily available data. The question for me and us is like, well, what do we do above and beyond that, right? And how do we continue to enhance that data to make it interesting and insightful on an individual level, but also a population level? And that gets back to a little bit of the secret sauce, which is when you go and you spend time with someone in their home, you learn all kinds of things. It is a massive opportunity out in the world to sit with another human being and see things with your own eyes, ask them questions, and just really have conversations and learn about things that don't come in feeds or have changed over time, et cetera. And I think we have not squandered that opportunity. And so we've made sure that we empower our clinicians out in the field through our technology, but also, you know, our technology empowers them to use their skills to ask the right questions, observe the right things. And then we get to collect that data and lay it up alongside to really paint these whole pictures and make that incredibly valuable from a longitudinal standpoint. And I think it's really hard to get that stuff unless you walk into someone's living room. Have a conversation with them.
There's this concept we were working on when I was at the health system back in 2012, 2013. We were talking about the whole patient profile and how important it is to the clinician to have that whole patient profile. Not only obviously the clinical data, but all the other data that goes along with it, because we're able to be more specific about how we help them, be more targeted about how we help them. Some people might need clinical care, but some people might need other kinds of care. Do you find that the insights are driving a more relevant care path for the patients that you're serving? And how do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And in two ways, I'll get to the how, but in two ways, I mean, sometimes if all we learn is that the information that we had is correct, that's actually a pretty big insight in and of itself, just validating what we know. And then we learn de novo things when we're in a visit, and that's really great. And then this is actually a really fantastic bridge between the sides of our business in terms of the capabilities to go into someone's home, but then the capabilities to manage what happens after that in a total cost of care, more value-based like scenario, and what are the actions you can take after a visit to drive savings rate, to drive savings and to drive outcomes, and how do you bring one, you know, bring those insights forward. And a lot of what we're working on now is the connective tissue between those so that we can scale it. We do it, but really to your point, how do we use data science in the right places? How do we use the right decision-making and analytics capabilities? How do we empower that so we can glean the learnings to help us build those next pathways? That's stuff we're hot in pursuit of, but we're also continuing to do it manually now in some areas because we learn a lot from just seeing what happens from point A to point B to point C. So I think we're pursuing both of those. And again, operating under a number of different payment constructs, the fee-for-service world, but also the value-based, in the various types of value-based arrangements, we get to see all kinds of things and how that plays out.
A lot of exciting things happening at Signify Health. Josh, I really appreciate your time and thanks for sharing the journey that Signify Health is on. Really appreciate your work.
Great, Bill. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Gosh, I really love this show. I love hearing what workers and leaders on the front lines are doing. And we want to thank our hosts who continue to support the community by developing this great content. If you want to support This Week Health, the best way to do that is to let someone else know about our channels. Let them know you're listening to it and you are getting value. We have two channels, This Week Health Conference and This Week Health Newsroom. You can check them out today. You can find them wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find them on our website, thisweekhealth.com, and you can subscribe there as well. We also want to thank our show partners, Meditech and Transcarent, for investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.